As a music student at Colorado State University, Mandy Harvey suddenly lost her hearing. Devastated, she left school and took a break from music. But when she returned to the stage, Harvey found a new world that eventually led to being a finalist on the TV show America's Got Talent. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick caught up with her to find out what the last 2 years since the show have been like.
Since stepping onto the AGT stage with just a ukulele and her voice,
I don't feel the way I used to.
Mandy Harvey has toured the country, written a book, and released her major label debut, Nice to Meet You. Through a translator app on her cell phone, I asked the singer-songwriter about that title. Did you feel like you were kind of reintroducing yourself to audiences?
A little bit. You know, it's a couple of different things. So it's saying, you don't really know me yet, because at a certain level, I feel like I'm just discovering myself. I'm just learning who I am. So there's no way that you could know me. But it's also the first line in my song, This Time. And that was based off of a conversation I had with a homeless woman when I was in middle school in Denver. She grabbed my arm and she said, nice to meet you. Are we flying or is it all in my head? She just needed somebody to stop for a second and go on a journey with her. And so the album is my own journey, and it's kind of like, hey, let's do this.
What was the inspiration for this album?
You know, it's funny. As an adult, I rewatched a familiar cartoon, Alice in Wonderland, and I was just so frustrated. I was watching the whole thing, and she gets to this part in the forest when she's lost and she's alone and she's crying. And as she's crying and she's in the thick of it, all of like the animals and the creatures start to disappear. You know, like they vanish. And it was a huge thought to me that her entire journey through the frustration and the turmoil was all something that she could have avoided. It's all something that she had the ability to just wake up and not be there anymore. And I had so many long journeys that were so hard and so frustrating, you know, whether it was getting divorced or dealing with, you know, kind of the change of who I am and adjusting to a world with my hearing loss and just kind of readjusting to the world. I was so bitter and so frustrated and so angry. And I was like, I have the ability to wake up. I have the ability to not think so negatively. I have the ability to step forward into a different possibility, a different tomorrow. And so the album, from the first song, which is Heart on Fire, and it says, wake me up when it's all over. Alice falling asleep, that's me falling asleep and allowing myself to kind of go on this mental journey. And then eventually there's a song called Waking Up, and that's the reality of understanding that the world isn't just going. I have a lot of decisions to make, and I have a lot of responsibility for making my life happy and positive.
This won't be the last time.
I also really liked that you covered Radiohead's Creep, and I wondered what made you decide to do that particular song?
So when I was on AGT, I felt so out of place and so lost. And I guess it just was a very scary process for me. And so as I was sitting in this hallway, and all these people, all these contestants were there, and their managers or their parents, and everybody's taking videos of themselves, and they've got like social campaigns, and they've all been on TV before, and they were just really natural. And I was just like the dork who'd never been on TV before, who didn't know what was going on, just trying to survive. I just couldn't get that song out of my head.
You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. You're so very special. God, I wish I was special. But I'm a creature. belong here.
You also play piano on that, right?
I started playing that song on piano to push my boundaries and to get past some fear, because I've had a lot of fear of playing the piano since it was the last real class that I was allowed to have as part of a music major. And so it was always a real negative emotion that I had connected to playing it. And so I made a pact to play the piano for one song at every concert that I did for the entire year. And I just started playing Creep because it was how I felt.
When you think back from your start when you were doing open mic nights at a jazz club in Fort Collins to now, how does that feel?
It really does feel weird. I mean, it's a good weird, but it is bizarre. I never expected that I would be doing what I'm doing now for my full-time job. You know, I was working at the Colorado Center for Arthritis and Osteoporosis for nearly 10 years, and that's in Longmont. You know, so I always thought I was going to have like a day job and then do music on the side in an exhaustion, double full-time job situation. But I was happy with working that hard. And now to be able to work two full-time jobs worth of work but for something that I'm super passionate about, it's a dream. And I am super blessed and super thankful and super thirsty to do a lot more. I want to be able to do so much more.
Nice to meet you. Are we flying? Or is it all in my head?
Mandy Harvey's album, Nice to Meet You, is out now. The singer-songwriter is currently out on tour, as well as working on a series of children's books. Stacey Nick, KUNC.
Seconds turned into minutes, wasted time instead of living. Please don't stand in my way.